No, he's only played a handful of first-class matches.
All of a sudden, he's over to Sri Lanka as part of the Australia A2. And John Aloisi, who's be leading the charge for Western United in the A-League Grand Final this week against Melbourne City, is going to join us as well. But we want to talk about umpiring. Matthew Head, umpired close enough to 150 games in the AFL system. Very good he was, too. And he's going to help us out navigate what's going on at the moment. Matthew, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you going?
We are well. We are well. How's your world at the moment? What are you doing with your life these days?
Oh, no, I'm settled into corporate life and family life. So it's been a while since I umpired my last game. But, glad I'm not doing it at the moment, that's for sure.
Well, yes. Hence the conversation with you today on the program, because there is an unusual amount of coverage for umpires. And, well, basically the whole year. There was a crackdown at the start of the year on dissent and all that came with that. And now there seems to be, well, things just being pulled out of nowhere, like we saw on the game on the weekend between Hawthorn and Brisbane, that players are unaware of, haven't been told about, and all of a sudden we're getting free kicks paid for, which is frustrating not only the player, Matty, but also the fan. What are we doing?
Yeah, look, I think it's a perfect storm happening at the moment, Half. When you've got the crackdown on holding the ball, you've got the stand on the mark issue, you've got the dissent. So you've got those three things sort of bubbling along, and then you throw in a bad game or a bad round. So that's why I think of it as the perfect storm. So typically, in years gone by, there's probably been one of those issues that bobs up and it settles down after a couple of weeks. Then it gets back to normal, and then we move on. But with so many issues going on, it's not going away. There's all of these things going on at the moment, which I think has created that perfect storm.
And also seemingly an injury crisis that's affected the cohort as well.
Yeah. So I was just having a look. Over the last couple of days. So there's usually 32 or 33 umpires on the list. My look at it, there's about 10 A graders on there, and I think two or three of those have been injured, and some even haven't umpired for the year. So when you start taking those away, that certainly has an impact. So you look at it like they're pretty much putting one A grader in per game, just to try and spread it around a little bit. And then with some other injuries and COVID, whatever else, it's certainly testing the depth of the list.
Some of the stuff that's happening at the moment, and particularly the dissent rule, is for more for optics at all levels, not just the AFL level, and the desire for more people to get involved in umpiring at all levels through the chain. If you were in charge, is this what you would hang your hat on to try and get more people involved in umpiring, this sort of showpiece for it? Or is there another way to build the respect, build the appetite for people to get involved in umpiring at all levels?
Yeah, look, it certainly plays a part. There's no doubt about that. I've been talking to a lot of local leagues local league umpires, and they're saying it is a much, part of the issue has been that, the constant explanation of decisions. So it's definitely played a part. In helping lower levels, but I think to the degree that it's gone, I don't think it's the complete solution, if you like. You need to be able to have that not the heated conversation, but you need to allow players to ask the question, but obviously, and then when it crosses the line to send, absolutely, we need to be really strong on that. But there still needs to be that element of conversation.
Are you concerned, Matt, that the game is getting too difficult to umpire?
Look, I mean, it's always difficult. Half the crowd want in the back, the other half want holding the ball. And the umpire calls for a ball up, so that's always going to be the way. I think it's always going to be challenging. And I just think that, some of these new ones, when they, when we do have to go the extreme on them, I think that's where the issues are caused.
Yeah, and I guess as a football fan watching on television or going to games, the greatest frustration is the inconsistency or the rule of the week, or there's a rule that's implied or applied one week and then 3 weeks later it's applied very differently. That's something that I reckon a lot of the fans get frustrated by. Do you understand the frustration from the fans for something like that?
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, I watched Sunday's game, and that was definitely one out of the box. And I'm not sure what triggered that with those free kicks, whether it was just an umpire not having a great day, or whether it was something from during the week. But yeah, it's the swings, and I think the ultimate aim for umpiring is to get as much consistency across the 10 rounds. And I think that's what we've got to aim for. I definitely appreciate that. Yeah, the swings between the different games is a real frustration for watchers.
Yeah, because, I mean, the AFL say there are no rules of the week or something like that. Now, I've been lucky enough in the past to go to AFL umpire training and in the review sessions, and the reality is there will be incidents or particular interpretations that you will focus on as a group to say, look, we've got to tighten this up, or this has got away from us a little bit. So that's always going to happen. But it just seems that it's such a difference between what we see in round three versus what we see in round seven. And that's why I asked the question about, is it getting too difficult to umpire? Because it seems like they're trying to fix everything at the one time.
Yeah, I mean, the rule of the week, obviously a part of coaching is, showing decisions and where we've been a little bit down on the week. And then I think it's just coming back to how that's being implemented. Yep. I mean, some people, some umpires may overemphasize that during the week during the following week. So I think there's probably more or less experienced umpires in terms of how they handle and take on and then implement anything that's emphasised during the week. And I think that's probably where it might be falling down a little bit.
And what's the vibe like? What's the morale like within the group? Have you had a conversation with anyone who's active at the moment telling you how they're feeling about all this coverage?
Yeah, it's I don't think it's ideal. I mean, umpires don't want this position where it's heavily focused on. Particularly with the dissent. I mean, that's coming from the AFL.
And this is, I think, an important point, Matty, that whilst there is a level of frustration towards the officiators, those that have made the rules for the officiating are more deserving of the criticism, I suppose, than perhaps the ones that have to blow the whistle.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, for the way I see it, with the dissent, I mean, the AFL made the decision, came out at the start of the year. And I think the benchmark was set in that, I don't know if you remember that Melbourne, the pre-season game.
Yep.
So the benchmark was set, right? So it was very, very clear. And then I think, I think it probably dropped off a little bit and then it sort of blew up a couple of weeks ago. So the umpire is probably a little bit of a slap for letting that go. But it's very, very clear. If I was umpiring today, right, I would be paying those free kicks because that is the instruction. Player puts his hand out, and it falls into that bracket. They've got to be paying them, right? And then I think the view is that, if they're consistently paying them, right, the AFL is consistently backed in every time. That Brisbane won a couple of weeks ago up in Brisbane. The AFL backed them in, so they've got to continually pay it. And I think, that will appease what the expectations of the umpires are.
Well, hopefully they get a chance to be appeased, the umpires. Before I let you go, though, I want to ask you this: why is it so hard to bounce the ball these days? Back in the old days, when I was growing up, there's one umpire bouncing the ball all day in all sorts of conditions, and now we can't do it with three of them on the field. What's going on?
Yeah, look, it's a tough one. I just think, I don't know what they do today, but, you know, there's a lot more injury. There seems to be a lot more injury going around because of that, which would mean probably, you know, less practice. I'm not necessarily saying they're practicing less, but I know there's been a lot of injuries, which, you know, coming from back injuries, you know, coming from bouncing. So, and, you know, there is the fallback of, you know, being able to throw it up. So, yeah, I mean, I'm not sure that there's any, I don't know what the stats are, whether it's any worse than what it was. It's just the fact that it gets called back as well.
Yeah, I'm just concerned the injuries. Doesn't make a lot of sense to me, but I must admit. Anyway.
I reckon it's got a lot to do with the footies being harder and a bit pointier than what they were previously, because back in the day there was only one football, and I reckon it was a bit more rounded, and also it was kicked in because there was only one, and I reckon that was easier to bounce than the ones that are a bit pointier and a bit harder, and they tend to slide a little bit off the surface when they're bounced.
Yeah, but why would that cause injury?
I'm not correlating the injury, but I'm correlating the fact that it's harder to bounce now than perhaps what it was 20 years ago.
Who knows, Matty? It's all too hard. It's all too hard. But we love you being on the program and helping us navigate our way through it. Appreciate that, mate. Go back to corporate life.
No worries. All right. Thanks, guys. Cheers.
Good stuff. Matthew Head with us, former AFL umpire, 150 games in the system. With a bit of an insight there. We need to get to a break.